Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4087. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show join us. Once again, we will sit and spin. And today, we throw a pizza party.
Yeah.
With 10 songs about weed. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drinkity drunk. All right, here we go. Tampa Fire Department president is arrested after getting drunk and using his own hose. Yeah. Meanwhile, parents get their son a pet octopus, and now their family grows and grows.
Yep.
Tennessee man attempts to rob a gas station with a 5-foot snake. Men's cancer risk decreases, depending on how much Willie chowder you make. And a Brooklyn man could get 7 years in jail because of 5 donuts. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Aren't the most popular pets in the United States? Well, they're dogs, but you knew that. 44.5% of households own a dog, and dogs are great. Right up until they're not. Now, sometimes your dog does something like, I don't know, run away from home. Well, a dog in California went missing last summer. The good news is the dog was found. The bad news is it was found 2,300 miles away in Detroit, Michigan. The owners ended up flying to Minnesota. drove another 10 hours before finally reuniting with it. Next time, maybe they'll book their dog on its own flight on Bark Air. And no, that is not a joke. Bark Air is a new airline that offers air travel specifically for dogs. So if you have a dog and $8,000 to burn, you can book your dog a flight. Cats, yeah, they're still on their own. Apparently, no airline for cats or any other pets, really, including octopus. And I know what you're thinking. Well, who has a pet octopus? And that is a fair question. But at least one family does. A family in Oklahoma, they bought their son a pet octopus for his 9th birthday. And yes, that is what he wanted for his birthday, before you ask. But in the 5 short months since then, the family complains that, quote, the life has been upended. And, quote, their home destroyed. Part of the reason is that their octopus, who they named Terrence, isn't actually a male like they believed it was. It's a female. And she gave birth to 50 octopus babies. Yeah, and you thought your dog's 7 puppy litter was a hassle. Well, whatever kind of pet you have or had, we're sure that you love it. We're also sure that it has or does irritate the living hell out of you one way or another. So whether it's your dog eating the crotch of your pants, your cat clawing at your sofa, turning at the threads, or your octopus having 50 babies. Today, we want to know, when was your pet not a very good boy?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All but y'all's away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4087. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. We will be joined with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Once again, we will sit and spin the morning show having their first ever party this coming Saturday. Chuck E. Cheese.
Can you ask for more?
Saturday. I believe it's 3 to 5?
Something like that.
3 to 5. I'm pretty sure I'm accurate on that. 3 to 5 on Saturday. Details at KISW.com. So, Saturday also happens to be 4:20.
Oh, what do you know?
How about that? And they're going to Chuck E. Cheese for a pizza party. So,
you're right. 3 to 5.
3 to 5. So today, in honor of their little pizza party, we have 10 songs about weed.
Yeah.
To celebrate them going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Why not?
Yeah, they're taking the kids. It's going to be a great time. That will be an interesting get-together.
I mean, we've never done an event where we're like, please, bring your kids. And there's a reason for that.
Depending on how you walk in there, it could be a very entertaining day.
Weed, weed.
There's tons of games. There's tons of things to do. There's food. There's pizza. There's beer.
Yeah, it's Chuck E. Cheese.
It's all the things you want. From what I understand, I think they're going to bring out the rat, but I don't know yet. We'll ask.
I would hope so.
When they
come on, man.
When they come on the program.
What do kids want to see at Disney World? They want to see freaking Mickey Mouse. If you go to Chuck E. Cheese, kids want to see the rat.
They want
Charles.
I guess every does every location have their own rat?
Oh, yeah.
They don't
think so.
Okay.
For every Chuck E. Cheese you go to as a kid, I think, like, they've changed something, but, like,
this, I think the animatronic band is
right,
gone.
Like, there was always a band. There was always the rat.
Now, are they sworn to secrecy like the Disney mascots, or a lot of times these sports mascots aren't supposed to reveal that, hey, I'm Blitz, you know, on an off day. Mm-hmm. Like, they got...
I don't know.
That's a good point. And is it the same person every time?
No,
can't be. You don't think so?
I can't work... He or she doesn't work 7 days a week.
Oh, man, I'd up their pay. Be like, no, you are Chuck.
But from what I understand, Steve and Taryn will have more details. I'm pretty sure they have a little section there at Chuck E. Cheese for the party. Keep in mind, that party is absolutely free. No charge for you to get in there. And it is a family-friendly environment. So if you're in the Tacoma area, I might give it a stab. I am down there on Saturday afternoon.
Go ahead, man.
I might pop in.
Yeah, why not?
Why the hell not? I keep talking about wanting to go to a Chuck E. Cheese. Here's my excuse.
Exactly.
So we've got 10 songs about weed coming up with the Daily Mix Morning Show and Sit and Spin. What else do we have for you today? More locations on where you can find Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing Company. Please, if you happen to be out and you spot the beer at your favorite grocer, maybe your corner market, on draft at your favorite bar, do us a favor, snap a photo, send that to the men's room at KISW.com. We will continue to spread the word about the deliciousness that is the Men's Room IPA. Look for the bright yellow can. Keep in mind, if you happen to be going tonight to the Mariners and the Cubby, the Cincinnati Reds,
there you go.
Section 319, the upper deck at the Good Hops beer stand. They have the beer. Also, Section 243, club level on the third base bar side. They have the beer as well.
Yes.
So if you're looking for the Men's Room IPA, available in two locations.
And the third base bar has a giant sign, Miles. It says, third base bar. Don't be like me and walk past it to the bar on the outside. Stop at the one literally right there that says, third base bar.
And you got yourself one on Friday night?
Did I walk over there? Okay. Yeah. We walked into that side of the stadium.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. All right. So if you're headed to the game tonight, there's where you can pick it up. We'll have more locations coming up later on in the program.
And finally, I have eaten the beer brat.
Oh, there you go.
Did you?
Yeah. I found it Saturday at the grocery store. Grilled them up on Sunday during the UFC fights. I did not get one Sunday at our event. But
I didn't either.
They're delicious. Yeah. I know. I looked at Mike today and go, have you had one yet? He goes, no. And I'm like, am I the only one that's actually eating one?
Yes, you are.
On the show, yes.
Because we all, I said the same thing, man. I did not have time to eat one. So did you get one? He's like, no. And I'm like, all right, well, that's a bummer because they were there. By the way, thanks so much for Uli for hooking that up. The fine folks at San Juan Salsa Company who stopped by and joined us at Muckle Shoot on Sunday as well. We had a blast. Everybody that stopped by, man, the Black Raven Brewing, people love the beer.
Oh, yeah.
IPA, so all in all, great day. Glenn Cannon, the damage done. Steve, I know you got up and finished the show.
That is correct.
In spectacular fashion.
Yes. You had to be there, man.
If you didn't get a chance to make it to Muckle Shoot on Sunday, we will continue the Men's Room World Tour. We'll have more locations coming up. The last I heard, Mike, you mentioned something about a potential beer crawl.
Yeah, indeed. So it's kind of that might be next on the docket there. We're still kind of ironing out.
So maybe instead of more than just one location, we had like two or three in a neighborhood and just take it from one bar to the next. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's kind of the general
feeling.
Okay,
so we'll get there when we get there and let you know the locations and the times for that as well. And today on the program, we're going to talk about your pet and whether it is a female, male, you know, the expression, you being a good boy or being a not so good boy. Mm-hmm. The dog knows. Cats don't care. They don't really care. But we'll start with a story. A dog missing in California since this summer turned up 2,300 miles away in suburban Detroit. Again, the dog was missing in California.
San Diego at that.
Ends up in Harper Woods, Michigan. Police there responded to a call about a stray dog, and they picked up the terrier mix and contacted an animal welfare group. The Grosse Pointe Animal Adoption Society said it quickly discovered that the dog, Mishka, had an identity chip implanted in her with the information about her owner. Per the Associated Press, Mirad Human and his family live in San Diego. They were planning to travel to Minnesota when the call came in. He landed there, then drove 10 hours to Michigan for a reunion with Mishka. The adoption group said on the Facebook post with pictures and videos, this is a tale that Hollywood would love to tell.
said the group. The police confirmed their involvement. Mishka had disappeared in July from his workplace. We think it was stolen, and then it was sold, and ended up in Michigan, according to the director of the animal welfare group. A veterinarian examined 3-year-old Mishka, gave her a rabies shot, and cleared her to travel home to California. She was clean, well-fed. Whoever had her, at least they took good care of her.
At least there's that.
How she got there, that is a story that only Mishka knows.
Only Mishka. She's not going to share.
Well, right. I mean, yeah, she's never going to tell.
That's the, like, oh, it'll be a Hollywood movie. Like, you don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea how that dog got to Detroit.
Now, here's a weird one. An Oklahoma family had no idea that a birthday gift for their 9-year-old son would lead to the birth of 50 octopus babies. Yay. Keep in mind those are aliens. Numerous water tanks that took over half of a bathroom and thousands of dollars on food supplies and water damage repairs. Cameron Clifford, who was a 36-year-old dentist, said his son Cal had been obsessed with octopuses since the age of 3. So every birthday, every Christmas, every holiday, he'd always say, all I want is an octopus.
It doesn't mean you do it.
So in October, Clifford made a call to a local aquarium store and acquired a female California 2-spot octopus for Cal's 9th birthday.
California 2-spot. It sounds like a dance.
California 2-spot.
Learn it quick.
They named the octopus Terrence.
What would you name your octopus? You get an octopus, what are you going to name it? I kind of like the name Terrence because that's like the last name I think I'd pick for an octopus.
Hmm. Tina Turner.
Tina Turner?
Yeah, because of those legs.
I got you. All right. Track it, man.
Yeah. All right. I'll go with Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
What's that? Yeah. Maggie P.I. always wears short little booty shorts.
Yeah, lots of legs.
All right.
See? Yeah.
So Terrence turned out to be larger than expected when they got Terrence and soon began laying eggs. They documented the journey on TikTok, where his videos amassed millions of views. Quote, do not get a pet octopus unless you're ready to lose sleep and your kid's college fun simultaneously, the dad joked. When Clifford told his son that they could order an octopus from the local aquarium store, the 9-year-old immediately burst into tears. Tears of joy. His ultimate dream, Cloud 9, the greatest thing could ever happen to this kid, one time, had become a possibility. And it just broke him down. My friends and family, of course, as you can imagine, said, well, now you have to get it for him. You can't just dangle that in front of him, then turn around and flatline his dream.
That's why you don't bring stuff up to your kids.
Yeah, so the father and son began preparation for the arrival of the pet octopus. They ordered a saltwater tank, a water cycling system, and food supplies for Terrence. He thought it would cost around $600. What the family did not realize at first was Terrence was actually a female who started releasing a chandelier of eggs 2 months after it arrived.
How does one check if it's a male or female octopus?
I don't know what part of it you look at. Like what?
Gotta look between the legs.
I mean, I guess not this leg, not that leg, not that leg. Yeah, how do you tell the difference between a male and female octopus?
Well, here's the good news. According to experts, the eggs are unfertilized, and the release of eggs only signals the end of the lifespan of the female octopus. Then one February night happened, and Clifford picked up an egg and was absolutely shocked. I accidentally popped it, and this droplet comes out and spreads these little tiny tentacles and does 3 swim strokes across my viewpoint. Terrence the octopus ended up hatching a total of 50 babies, and all bets were off. The family had to arrange 50 separated homes for the unexpected offspring. They spent thousands of dollars on clams, crabs, and snails, not to mention the cost to repair the damage to the house from spilled water and a small electrical fire from the aquariums. Speaking of one particularly messy incident, he said, I wish I wouldn't have opened that valve that way and dumped all the dirty seawater onto my kid's white carpet. Meanwhile, the father started calling aquariums and facilities and begging them, please, take the babies and get these things off my hands.
You're the father now.
It's a lot of work and emotion and money and time. I don't know that we've been fully prepared for any of these challenges, but the hope is to rehome as many as we can. Those we can't, we'll figure out a way to keep them alive, be responsible. It's not a concrete plan. We're doing pretty good.
Not a concrete plan. Expect them to die. Just paraphrasing.
2 months after hatching, half the babies are still alive, an astonishingly higher survival rate than average. Every scientist they speak to is always kind of astonished by the fact that they were able to get such a high yield in a kid's bathroom. And Terrence is still alive, by the way. She's doing good. She is just living out the rest of her life in a tank by herself. She'll probably die here in the next several weeks, although my assumptions of her have been wrong consistently, so who knows. The family's now famous, too. Clifford has amassed nearly 400,000 followers on TikTok.
I think there's a lot of people out there that had a crazy pipe dream when they were a kid, and then it just kind of fizzled away as they got older. I think they also really empathize with a kid, and this kind of stereotypical story of a father who just decides to give his kid a pet, and then, of course, turns into the father almost taking exclusive care of the pet, except to the nines.
Yeah.
In this case.
I like how the experts, which I believe now is completely subjective, the experts said, oh, those eggs are unfertilized. Well, they're not.
Right.
And you're not an expert. Like, sorry, man.
So you were wondering how to tell the difference in gender when it comes to octopi.
I'm trying to guess. So there's a male, there's a female. Correct. You put them both in front of me, and I have to determine which.
Correct.
I'm going to look at... You know, I have absolutely no idea. Is there a ninth tentacle on the male?
You're not wrong. To identify the gender of an octopus, you can explore the third arm on its right side. Hey,
All right.
If it has suckers running up and down the arm's length, it's probably a female. If not, then it's probably a male. The specialized arm without suckers on a male is called a hectocotylus, which can store spermatophores and introduce them to females. So basically, that's...
Okay, so, much
so the third arm on the right side of an octopus,
correct,
essentially is like an octopenis or octovagina.
Exactly.
Essentially.
Now,
so
okay.
When they mate, what do they just wrap their tentacles? I guess.
Okay, why do they treat them like betas, like beta fish?
What do you mean?
That they have to be in their own aquarium. They said they need to find 50 different. So octopus don't live together.
They might eat each other.
They can't cohabitate.
They might eat each other.
Well, if they do, then I put two in, man, I get one.
But I know under the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, he's like famous for how many octopus are in there.
Yeah, the big giant ones.
So they got to be able to. Maybe you just can't hang out with your siblings in a tank.
Or maybe it's when you're young and you need to eat. I don't know.
I don't know what you know about the aquarium lifestyle. But I got a buddy, Brent Evans. He lives in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And he does nothing but take care of aquariums for a living.
Right.
So if you go to, like, a hospital, and you're in a waiting room, or maybe you're at a pediatrician's office, and they have the big tanks for the kids, or you go to a restaurant, and they've got a tank in there, even if it is for the consumption of the fish, or the lobster, or whatever, the tank at your QFC, this is what my buddy does.
All right.
And his van is painted like an aquarium. It's blue, it's got fishes on it.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of his stuff. He also... has saltwater aquariums in his home. Obviously, it's a passion of his and everything else. But he gets paid to service all these dealers.
Sure.
Saltwater tanks need to be checked at least once a week for their levels. They are constant maintenance as far as, you know, it's one thing to have a freshwater tank. It's a completely different animal to have a saltwater tank, let alone 50 of them.
Sure.
So I cannot imagine.
I don't know that I've ever known anybody that had a saltwater tank.
I've heard of people years ago, but I mean, but like to Miles, it's not the norm. It was a guy that's just not even the guy I knew. It was the guy's father who I knew when I was a kid. It was a big ass tank, as most of the saltwater ones are. And it was easily the coolest fish tank. Like everyone I knew had goldfish, and it's like, cool, it's a goldfish. His tank and all these tropical fish, it was cool, but I know, like you said, man, he put so much time and work. That was, instead of going into the garage or working on the car, he worked on the aquarium. That's it. That said, never known anyone to own an octopus.
No.
I didn't even know you could legally own an octopus.
You
could
be, who is it, Floyd Mayweather's got a saltwater tank.
Mayweather.
He's got this, like a shark or something in his...
Probably, because he's that
sure, guy. But I mean, that was the...
He like, ain't dang there.
Right, exactly. Like, I remember the first one I saw was on an episode of Cribs. I can't remember if it was like Big Boy or somebody, and like they had a massive saltwater tank out in like their garage, and they would sit there and know about smoking and watching. But like, right, celebrities I fathom, man. I'm just saying for a normal human... Normal person, that's a lot of money. You know?
You could feasibly go out of town for the weekend, come back, and there in your bedroom, living room, wherever, is a shark that now has become a wood chip at 3 feet long, or however big it was. Difference is, octopus are incredibly intelligent. So no matter whatever you try to do to keep the octopus in the aquarium, that is not necessarily going to be able to contain the octopus. There was a situation where at an aquarium in Oregon, the people there knew that they had a bit of an escape artist. Mm. They tried everything they could to keep this octopus in an aquarium. This octopus figured out a way to get under the lid. It lifted the lid off of the aquarium. It slid down a pipe. It went out a drainage ditch and went into the Pacific Ocean. It legitimately escaped captivity
out
and then left and went out into the ocean.
That's why you don't show octopus Finding Nemo. Same general plan.
Yeah,
I'm going to hit the drain. And somehow they instinctively know, like, that drain leads me to where I want to be.
So it's one thing to have a shark, but a shark isn't going to always actively try to leave the aquarium. where an octopus, see, to me, that would be the biggest deal. You could take care of this thing and everything else, but if it decides it wants to try to climb out, it's going to climb out.
I mean, I think it's fascinating. I would look, if the thing escapes, it escapes. I could live with that. Dogs run away, cats disappear. But if you said, well, it had 50 babies. Oh, and you need to set up 50 different shelters. But like, guess what? It had about 5 babies, and it's going to end there.
And Brent also told me that depending on what you have, man, and the food that you need to feed, those tanks stink.
Yeah.
So they need to be cleaned on the regular. They are odorous as hell. So there's a lot of pros to it because it's very cool and you can keep tropical fish. There's also a lot of negative aspects of it as far as the upkeep goes.
You just need to be into it. I mean, that's all, right? You can have a pet dog and not be into dogs, but somehow you'll be into your dog just because it's your dog. And speaking of, they were saying...
And certain dogs, talking about saltwater tanks, certain dogs, you know, there's certain breeds.
Right.
Where, like, if you get them, it requires a lot more time and this and that.
They're going to live less time and cost more money. What a deal. To me, it's like, hey, man, I got this great car. Now, look, the gas mileage is horrible, and I know you like the look of it, but this car is going to die in 2 years. And in those 2 years, you're going to spend 10 times more than your buddy who got the Toyota Corolla.
I think VD got one of those dogs. They're just big on, they just need a lot.
He got a lap.
Yeah.
They definitely need a lot. I mean, and they're known for that.
Right.
My dog just needs like medication or something. But they were saying, you know, hey, that story you're just reading, the friends and family told the father, like, yo, man, you can't tell your kid, oh, you can order an octopus from an aquarium and then not follow through. And I know this is true because the dog I ended up with, we were backstage. All I did was send my wife a picture. I just said, hey, I'm looking at this dog. What do you think? Because I'm just trying to come home with the dog, surprise her. About 10 minutes later, she responds. She's like, we have to get the dog. I said, why do we have to get the dog? She goes, because your kids, I did not realize, were standing over my shoulder. So when that picture popped up, their mind went, oh, my God, we're getting that dog. I'm like, then we're getting that dog. It's like they'd already planned for it. She said they saw the picture. They read the caption. Keep in mind, I did not say, I'm getting a dog. I said, hey, babe, what do you think? The kids saw it and were like, oh, my God, we're getting a dog. That's the dog we're getting.
Has a dog calmed down yet?
I mean, look, it's relative, all right? So she is full grown. She is not as hyper as she was when she was a puppy. But her general adult demeanor, and we just live with it because this is how she is the equivalent of anyone else having a puppy. So when they go, hey, man, my dog's a puppy, I'm like, mine's not, but they act the same.
Like,
seems a little calmer.
What's the biggest mess you've come home to?
You know what, man? I will give her credit. She needs a lot of attention. She always wants to be around. She loves everybody, and she needs to let you know 24/7. As far as making a mess, it hasn't been really bad, man. She's pretty good. She doesn't poop in the house. I mean, she did as a puppy, but when she's housebroken, she's good about it. But she did discover we'd bought some hot honey, right? First of all, it's the hot honey. It is pretty spicy. We didn't give it a thought. We left it on the kitchen counter. We come home, still didn't give it a thought because it's not top of mind, and I sit down on my sofa, microfiber, right? And you can just tell when your ass sticks to something. I'm like, what is this, man? I mean, the whole thing is completely sticky. Smell my hands. Then I find the chewed up remnants of the honey bottle. And I was so pissed. Not because she did it.
Could you get it out of the couch?
Luckily, because trust me, when I went through my temper tantrum, that is the question I'm asking myself. But we have one of those you can remove and they're washable.
All right.
I did not know that at the time. Because to me, like, the soap is where you can't get it out with just soap and water and all this. And I'm like, honey, like you can't just like grab a piece of burger or
even that with ants, candy, or something, you know,
any of it, the whole freaking thing, man. So we managed to we washed it and got it out, but that's probably the worst mess. She's not particularly messy, she's just crazy, man. There's no other way to explain it. She's a lunatic.
Our question: what was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
Before we get to the phones, I just want to clear up some questions you might have about pets you can keep in Washington State. All right? So you want a pet fox? You cannot have a pet fox. That includes the Arctic fox, the red fox, you big dummy, the fennec fox, a pale fox, which I've never heard of, or a gray fox. Have you ever heard of a raccoon dog?
So wait a minute. If I have a different kind of fox other than those, can I keep it?
No, because it says no species of pet fox is legal in Washington. And then they still have to cover all the foxes you can think of because people didn't accept that as an answer. You ever heard of a raccoon dog? Neither have I. But a pet raccoon dog, not legal in Washington or any other state. Can you keep a pet mink?
I would say no.
No, you cannot. How about a pet raccoon, as people pointed out? No.
No.
Pet raccoons are not legal in Washington. Does not necessarily stop people from doing it, but they're not. How about a pet coyote?
Certainly no.
No. What about a coy dog? In other words, a coyote and a dog have sex. You get the offspring.
I'd still say no.
Nope. How about a pet lynx?
No. No way.
Same to bobcats. However, if you have a wolf dog, perfectly legal in Washington State, you don't have to have a permit.
Clint Dempsey had a couple.
How about servals? Yes, you can have a pet serval.
We know somebody with a serval.
How about a marmot?
Do we?
Yeah. Alice the Chains drummer. Sean Kenny had a serval. Or did.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I remember.
Those are what, the taller cats?
Yeah, they're like lanky looking.
Okay.
Yeah. Savannah cats, legal. The Asian leopard cat, I don't even know what that is, but that's legal. Bengal cats, legal. How about a skunk?
Now, I'd say if it's de-scented.
Doesn't matter, Miles. You cannot have it in Washington State. How about a possum?
No.
You can't have a pet possum. And finally, can you have a pet bat?
No. No.
No, you cannot have a pet bat.
What was the deal with the Asian leopard cat? Were we allowed to have those?
We were allowed, I believe. Hold on. Where is it?
That's a cute little guy
The Asian leopard cat is completely legal in Washington.
How could that little guy be illegal?
That thing's going to rip your throat out.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you right now.
No, thanks. Not in my house.
Hello, Franco. Welcome to the men's room.
Good day, Baltimore.
Hola.
All right, so this is not my pet, but it was my dealer's pet. And I went to a small school in Iowa. This was 25 years ago. Everybody's cool with everybody. Keep your doors unlocked. We knew where the dealer kept his stash. So my buddy and I went over there, grab an eighth out of the drawer, drop a 20 in there, go downstairs, start getting hot. We step out of the room for, I don't know, maybe grab a beer or whatever, come back. Like, all right, let's get going. And he's like, hey, grab the weed. I said, you grab the weed. Neither of us had it. The dog comes out, and he's got a little piece of plastic hanging off the side of his mouth. That was the end of it.
Dog ate an eighth of weed.
Long and short story.
Now, did you keep your eye on the dog to see how it affected him, or are you just like, grab another 20 and buy another eighth?
Oh, we grabbed another eighth and got the hell out of there.
You have no idea what happened to the dog?
Well, it survived.
Okay, all right. Well, that's important. Okay.
What kind of dog was it? I'm just curious.
It's a lab puppy.
Okay. I feel like lab puppy is almost more than any other puppy, more apt to eat anything.
See, I'd understand if it was a brownie or an edible or any of those things. That makes more sense to me, but just the idea. I've had cats. I've had weed. They don't really react to weed. They don't mind weed smoke in their face. I had one cat that loved that.
Right.
But as far as it's so close to catnip, you'd think that there would be some correlation in their excitement level toward it, but there's just zero.
It depends on the cat, right? Because even with catnip, they say some cats it just has no effect on. I don't know why. Others it does. I've never given Rainbow Janet catnip, although now I really want to. But my old cat, man.
You never given your cat catnip?
Nah, I haven't thought to do it, dude. She's pretty chill, but I think if we give it to her, she'd be more chill. Or it has no effect. I don't know.
I think it hypes him up.
But no, man, my old cat, you gave that cat catnip. First of all, after I gave my cat catnip the first time, he became an addict. I mean, at that point, like, he had to have catnip. But I gave him catnip, and it's not like cats do a lot anyway, but I realize he's like sitting on his ass, but his front two paws are not on the ground. They're kind of hanging to his side. And he just stared out the window for like an hour and a half. And it didn't matter. You know, cat, they always track movement. Mm-hmm. Birds can land out there. Did not affect the cat. A car drives by. Did not affect the cat. Like, he stared in one spot. And I'm like, homie is high, but I hope he's okay, right? So it finally wears off. And by the next day, I realized, dude wants catnip. So I had to, like, keep my catnip going for him, man.
Yeah.
He was like a heroin addict at that point. But he was chill. He was cool. He was happy. I'm like, all right.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
What's cracking?
Hola.
So, me and my wife, we're pretty excited about just rescuing dogs and huskies specifically. She got a husky when I first got her. Rescued one, and then we just rescued another one last year. But the one we rescued last year, this boy is a big old fatty. He just tries to eat everything, leave him alone in the car for
5 seconds, he tries to eat whatever food is in there, you know, just being a big old fatty. Well, we just got another dog.
Good Lord.
Last month, somebody found, like, a little Malamute puppy in the trash can at, like, a tractor supply. Oh. So we're like, all right, he needs a good home. And as soon as we introduce this new dog to the rescue we got last year, Bo, he literally tries to take a chomp out of her. Like, big old chomp, like she's a big thing of food. Now, Bo, the first night I actually got him, and first night I took him on a walk, this is over in Idaho, we were just going for a walk, it's pitch black, and this dude just jumps and lunges, and he just finds a dang mole as we're walking, and he literally kills a mole in the middle of our walk. I was like, holy crap, this boy is a hunter.
For sure.
So how they get along now?
They're good. They're best buddies. They go try and find scavenge food in whatever room they can. Always bugging my wife.
Now, do they bay together? Do they sing?
Yeah. I mean, but only when they want something, right? Like when they go outside or, you know. The Huskies, thank God, they're not that talkative. Mine, at least.
Okay, I was going to say, all the videos I see.
When they want something, go outside or, you know, get some food, they'll always start yapping.
So see, I thought that was the thing about Huskies, is that they are yappy.
Traditionally, yeah. I mean, that's what they're known for anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they like to talk, they like to sing for sure, like you were saying, but it's just, you know, a little bit of training, and they have specific things that they want.
Now, how many dogs do you have now? You have three?
Four total, because, you know, I just bought a house back in November, like a nice big four-bedroom, so I was like, all right, I got the space, I got the yard, let's do another one.
Was that kind of your consideration for buying? You know, some people look, well, we're going to expand our family, or it has a good school zone. Are you looking like, knowing you want more dogs?
For sure. I mean, I'm two dogs away from a whole sled team, my boys.
I was going to say, man, what is your limit on dogs? At what point would you say, okay, I can't do anymore?
At this house I'm at, probably four. It's definitely a little tough with all the dogs, but, I mean, they got plenty of space as it is, but any more than that, and I might just start losing hair from the stress.
Do they have to be separated when they're fed?
Only Bo, the one we got last year, he gets very protective of his food. And the one we just got last month, Maple, she tries to go eat other dogs' food.
Of course.
Stable tried to, you know, set the boundaries and be like, hey, don't go over here. She's gotten into fights already.
Now, I know it's instinct with dogs to get food protective, but part of me thinks, too, like, bro, it's not like you had to go hunt for this. We went to the grocery store. I opened a bag. I poured it. This is like being at a restaurant and the wait staff already knows what you want and they just bring it to your table. Why an a-hole?
Right.
You did nothing to earn this other than be cute. That is literally the entire thing.
I feel like when you're going out with someone, you need to be food protective.
Maybe. It depends. It depends what they like.
I know for a fact. Because normally, this is when you know you need to be food protective. I'm gonna get this. Why don't you get that?
I hate that. Like, no.
Which means you want two meals, right?
Yeah.
But you can't make a determination. So you want to split these meals with me. Mm-hmm. I don't want either one of the two meals that you have. And I get something completely different. How's your steak? Oh, it's actually really, really good. Can I have a bite? Sure. Can I have a couple of those French fries? Sure. Here.
Why didn't you just
get steak and fries?
Just get that
steak and fries. Because that's what you want.
It's on the menu.
That's what you wanted. Why did you get the fish? I don't get it.
You're right. It's always the, well, I feel like I get this.
I feel like I got to be like a protection shield against my order. You know, like if it's an appetizer, game on. But once it comes to my plate, man, like, how's the soup? Are you really going to take a bite of my soup? You don't, why did you get a salad?
Well, yeah, you bears to get fries, yeah, but you keep eating my fries.
It's okay, so just have a small bite. And then the next thing I know, like, the entire crusted, beautiful cheese on top of my French onion soup is gone.
Mm-hmm.
The best bite was taken by the person who just wanted to try me. Oh, it's all on there. Like, you just ate all my cheese, woman.
I will do the, you can try what I have left. Because here's my argument.
I'm serious.
It's always, why don't you order this? I'm going to order this. Or you say, well, you're going to order, and the response, well, I was going to order that. And it's like, they can do that. They don't mind. They don't
you
even
have the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So why is it that we must order something different at the restaurant, in spite of the fact that this is specifically, I've read through the menu, this is the item I want. I understand you want it too. Why does that matter? But if we're at home, and I eat something different than what everyone else is eating, now this is a problem. And it's like, look, why don't you treat home like the restaurant? I'm going to go ahead and eat this because I'd rather eat this. You eat that.
All right,
we're
so
eating
so
at the same time.
I've done this before. I've gone to a place. And burgers and fries. Game on. That's fine. We both got a burger, both got a fry. Sit down. Mm-hmm. Start eating. I get myself a ranch. Oh. I should have gotten a side of ranch. I'll just go up there and get one, man. Can I just dip some of my fries in your... Are you going to use all my ranch?
Yes.
A little scoop in there. I'm just like, woman, it's my ranch.
Right.
Like, what is going on here? Like, I...
Just order the food
I would never do that to someone else. The only people that I've ever done that to in my life is my kids. Period.
Yeah, take what I want.
Let me take a bite of that ice cream. Make sure it's not poisonous.
Always my move. I try all the food.
They got a pint of ice cream, a Ben and Jerry's. It's not like I'm.
But don't you ever benefit from it? Because sometimes they don't eat their whole meal, and I try to encourage them to order something I might prefer to eat as a leftover.
If it's a kid, no. Especially my daughter, because I know she's not going to finish her meal. So
not kids, like going out with like a girlfriend or the wife.
Mm-hmm. Now my wife will put in my side order for me, right? So would you like? First of all, would you like a salad or fries? Which is the most ridiculous question you could ever ask anyone. And before I can open my mouth, I'm going to say fries. I will never say salad. It's a fries. But the waffle cut. With blue cheese crumbles. Oh. I mean, look, I like it too, but obviously this is not for me now. Now half of my
plate apparently
has been dedicated. I did it one girl. She worked on the weekend. So our thing was we'd always go out on Friday nights when she got off work for dinner. But like, I don't know. She would always order a whole meal but not eat a ton of it. So after a while, because on Saturdays, I would just hang out at her house and watch her dog. And have the leftovers. So I started to just be like, can you just order something that I will eat tomorrow?
Because
you don't eat leftovers. And
I think the best leftover score with kids' food is fettuccine Alfredo.
That always happens.
But most of the time they eat it. But if they don't, that's always a good leftover.
I'll get my wife to order the, what is it? Is it the Cobb salad? What's the one that has like all the blue cheese and the candy bacon? Salad. Yeah. Or the wedge salad. I think that's the other name for it, right? So she'll debate and finally she'll say, all right, look. You get the side of fries. I'll go ahead and get the wedge salad because she knows I'm going to take every piece of bacon and blue cheese she has on there. That's a fair trade. Mm-hmm. Like, you eat the lettuce. I eat everything they put on there. The lettuce is the worst part of that salad, for God's sakes.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Misty. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so I had a dog many years ago, and I used to grow a little bit of weed. And I was making weed butter, and it takes a couple days to do it sometimes. And I would take what was in there and put it through a strainer and then throw the leaves in the trash.
Uh-huh.
Well, I happened to leave, and I came back, and the trash was knocked over. And I look at my dog, and he's sitting there looking at me. And there's a little, couple of throw-ups here and there. And I'm like, oh, man, you ate the leaves I threw away. And I just looked at him, and I was like, I know you're super high right now. I don't know what to do for you. I can't do anything. And he let out this scream that lasted. I was recording him. It lasted like 9 seconds.
What was he yelling about?
Because he was probably trying to come down but didn't know how to do it.
So yeah, so high.
Your dog actually screamed.
Yeah, he was like, ugh! Like 9 seconds.
So
and I didn't know what to do.
I mean, do you think, like, a lot of people when they smoke, especially early on in their smoking career, get real paranoid,
mm-hmm.
right? Someone, right. If a dog gets paranoid, like, what is it paranoid about? What would a dog's paranoia be? You didn't feed him, you accidentally stepped on his paws, because obviously your dog was having a meltdown.
We think we know everything. A dog's running in its sleep. We go, oh, he's chasing squirrels. Well, if your dog doesn't chase squirrels normally, probably not chasing squirrels.
Have you met a dog that does not chase squirrels?
Yeah.
I have never seen a dog that will not chase a squirrel.
Really?
Oh, my God. My dog is sitting in the window just like, I'll kill you all if he opens the door. Like, dog, please relax, man. They live here. They're just burying
I've seen very docile dogs. That never react to anything. Squirrel runs across the yard. They lose it.
Why is it squirrels more than any other animal? I mean, my dog kind of hates everything. Rabbits, squirrels, all this kind. But it seems like every dog, if it sees a squirrel, it's like, I must kill that. I do not. It's like a lion to a gazelle. I don't know what it is, but you must die.
I don't know. But they never catch one.
Yeah, or it's like meat on a bone.
I mean, yeah, but at that point, it's an animal.
We enjoy meat on bones.
But I don't just go chase a pig through a farm.
I feel like generally if there's an option and it comes on a bone, like I'm going to order.
I think because
I'm just like, I like chicken wings. I like steak.
Sure.
I think it's because it's the one animal that's never been brought to the front door. I think like they talk about it. Like, dude, Gary got a squirrel.
Get out of here.
No way.
It's like he was a holding one. Did he get a certificate?
Man, he brought him right to the front door, man. Can you believe that? Someone finally did it.
I mean, it's like a challenge.
I'm trying to think. I've never seen a dog actually catch
the squirrel. No, that's what I'm saying. No one's ever done it in the dog world.
Catch the rabbits. The rabbits in my yard, look, they are cute.
Remember, that's how you start a greyhound race. I know they're almost all gone now. Those
rabbits?
Yeah, Rusty. Yeah. Here comes Rusty. It's just a mechanical rabbit, and they just instinctively are like, we got to go get it.
Because they can catch rabbits. And here's the problem with rabbits, all right? At least squirrels. Now, squirrels are very indecisive. Apparently, if they see vehicles on a road, they just don't know what to do. When they see a dog, they make a quick snap decision. They get out of the way. So we got a family of bunnies live somewhere in the yard. I don't know where, because I come out early morning, late night, right? But I'm walking the dog, and dogs can't see for S. So it's nighttime, and I feel the dog pulling on the leash, and she's smelling something. That tail is perfectly behind her, and she's sniffing. So I look over, and I see the shape of this bunny. The problem with rabbits, instinctively, they just freeze and don't do anything. They're staring at you to see if you notice them. So I'm looking at the rabbit like, I can see you. Obviously, the dog can smell you. This dog wants to kill you and eat you. Can you please hop away? I don't feel like dealing with the carnage. This rabbit will not go anywhere. The dog's pulling a little more. So now I get like 3 feet closer real quick, hoping to spook the thing. It'll jump away. Nope. He's going to hold firm. And he's just there. He's not moving at all. And I'm like, dude, you're going to die. Finally, basically, I had to pick up a rock out of my yard and throw it at the rabbit. If I didn't try to
it
hit
is, by the way.
Just
it,
to
it
get is. Him to leave, because the it dog is now losing its ass. It and I'm is. Like, I just need my dog to take a dump.
Now there's
it is raining outside, and your stupid ass is just sitting there, and I'm staring at you like, rabbit, I can see. I don't know what else to do to let you know that I can go.
I do love the idea of that sight, though, of you with your dog just barking maliciously at this bunny rabbit. More, meanwhile, you're hucking rocks at it.
They're out, man. He was throwing
rocks at a rabbit.
They're like, just move.
They're out in full force right now.
Oh, I know.
This is their time of the year.
Yeah, baby.
Get the sexy time on. That is a fact.
Oh, it is sexy time.
For the rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sexy time baby. Right now. Where was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.